Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, the boat.
Burning John, he was a prophet that preceded.
I want to tell you,
Martin Luther King Jr., just so you know who he is. Burning John is his name. True story. Oh, I guess this is my entrance, my intro. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, and assorted bad guys, and weirdos, don't let me forget you guys as well. But, and, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I don't know what happened down there, and we must have someone new or... Yeah, we'll see what happens in the meantime. Anyways, with that said, folks, if you want to call in at any time, you can. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to show you something. Somebody just sent this to me not too long ago. As a matter of fact, a couple hours ago. And with that said, I want you to hear for yourself as to what this woman has to say. Now, I got to ask my producer something really quick. Judah, my producer Judah, real quick question. Can I get some sound on the back end, please? And I'm going to go ahead and throw this up for you really quick, friends. I want you to see this because if you're ever wondering if the narrative is set, this will explain everything. Now, this is a doctor being questioned on local news. Look what happens when she begins to talk out of their propagandist and their narrative that they're trying to lay and force upon the people throughout the world. I want you to listen carefully as to what she says and how it works, because this is all controlled. This narrative is controlled, folks, just so you know. Check this out.
Can you tell you've got a blood clot?
So the signs and symptoms of this particular type of blood clot, so it's a very unique, so it's called vaccine-induced thrombocytopenia, which is a reduction in platelets, or low platelets, which means you're more likely to bleed. Platelets are clotting. Thrombosis, which is the blood clot. But it tends to affect the vein that drains blood from the vein that drains blood from the brain.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to stop you there. This always happens to us. We've got to go to the weather. Sorry about that.
Folks, and I'm laughing, folks, because it's so insane. This is happening right in front of us all across the boards. This is all across the boards. You guys know that I take the time to share with you the censorship that goes on this radio show. I was just talking to the morning show host this morning, Tim Brown, and we were going back and forth on the information that we're sending out. And I've shared with you in the past, especially for those that have been listening to the show for years now, but when we first started SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the first month that we were out, we had 700,000 unique visitors. The second month, we had 850,000 unique visitors. We were tipping into 1 million visitors per month, right? And now we're trying to figure out where's all those numbers and why are we being expunged from the searches on these engines that the mainstream media and the big tech companies have control of. Isn't that interesting? And does that not concern you, Americans, that this is happening? Because it's not just platforms like mine. It's like this doctor, which she just dealt with when she was asked a question. And it's crazy what's going on over in the UK. Just watch Tim Brown's morning show on the Saturday, hours, and you will find out exactly what's happening over there. But it's like they're gluttons for punishment. They all know what's wrong, but everybody's afraid to talk about what needs to be talked about. And therein lies the problem. That is what fuels tyranny, friends, right there, is when people are afraid of what the tyrant might do. The Bible is clear that the fear of man is a snare. It's a noose around your own neck, and it's exactly what's happening on a global basis. So, anyways, with that said, friends, I just wanted to show that to you really quick. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to go to social media platforms, do that as well. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you want to call in again, you know the number. This is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. People are saying, Bradley, what's the message that you believe that the Lord is giving to the American church today? Well, it's not what I believe. I'm beyond believing. I know. Scripture tells us where we're at. It's like you are here and you're in a mall map, right? Well, when you look at the judgments of God right now, it's exactly where America's at. And so this morning I was going back and forth and on social media platforms just seeing what's relevant, what needs to be said to the people, and just kind of to wake them up concerning the issues of the day in their country. And one of the things that I ran across was, you know, you got all these false prophets out there just doing their thing. And what are they doing? They're posting things like, the God of time is restoring the years that the enemy stole from you. I want to tell you something, folks. That the enemy stole from us. Well, listen, if you want to repossess your possession, then you're going to have to fight the good fight of faith. There's none of that in the overwhelming amount of false grace scriptures that are loaded down on social media platforms. Sicken me to the core. And you should see the comments and the shares and the amens and the blessings, Lord. Well, here, I want to give you what I believe. And should I say, I know as to where America is at today. Well, if you look at Amos 7:8, this is where America is at, regardless if you want to see it that way or not. Mark his words. Let me say it again. Mark his words, because this is where we're at. Behold, I will set a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel. That's his church. We're not talking about just geographically, friends. We're talking about Israel. Israel is the church of God, Christians, those that are in Christ. You know what? And that's interesting, because I just got done going through a bunch of these just the other day. And when you look at, like, for example, Romans 1, 1 Corinthians 1, Galatians 1, Ephesians 1, Colossians 1, 1 Thessalonians 1, Titus 1, 2 Peter 1, 1 John 1, Revelation 1, isn't it interesting how all of that are those that are sanctified and those that are in Christ Jesus? Not just those that say that they're Christians, friends. It needs not apply to those that just call themselves Christians, but no, those that are in Christ. And those that are in Christ, they continue in his word, and they understood the first prerequisite of knowing his doctrine. So just because you call yourself a Christian, folks, doesn't make it so. And when you read the epistles that Paul wrote, namely two-thirds of the New Testament, it's interesting to note who he wrote them to. It was always to those that were in Christ, those that were sanctified unto obedience, under the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. To those that were in the church of God in Corinth, to those that, you get the point. They're all written specifically to those that are in Christ. It didn't apply to everybody, folks. It didn't apply to everybody. Keep in mind, the devil quotes scripture too. But I do want to say this. Amos 7:8 says, behold, the Lord says, I will set a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel, my church. I will not again pass them by anymore. He will judge. And he says shortly thereafter, prepare to meet your God, Americans. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm getting caught up on a couple things. We got some new stuff up on the store. Stephanie just had a Gold Nuggets of Truth booklet. It's great to read when you got a couple minutes. Let's put it that way. And I'm trying to point my finger of reference over to the restroom. It's just a great time to read these little gold nuggets. They really are, for a better way, and a nice way of saying things here, friends. But it's a great little book. It's called Gold Nuggets of Truth. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also wanted to show you really quick, and we'll get back to this in just a second here. If you go to the schedule over on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are getting booked up right now big time. We just got picked up four or five dates over in Wisconsin, that of Michigan, and I'm looking for the dates right now. But if you find them on the schedule, you'll know exactly where we're at. We're going to be in California on the 18th of this month. We're going to be the main speakers over at the San Diego event. It's a VIP event. What does that mean? I don't know. I'm just doing, the people call, we do our best to accommodate every step of the way. And then we're going to be over in Wisconsin, South Dakota, Michigan. Then we're going to be on the East Coast for a while because we're going to be putting some stuff together for a new documentary. Hopefully at Yorktown, Williamsburg, Jamestown, and then up to going back from south to the north on the East Coast there. We're going to hopefully go over to Massachusetts, the Matrix of Liberty. John Adams is home. I'm sure he's not going to be there, but his memory is and his gifts still speaketh, amen. And also over to Philadelphia, go over to the Liberty Bell, where they try to tell you we're a democracy, yet scriptures on the Liberty Bell, Leviticus 25, verse 10. Then we're going to be going up to hopefully the New York area, in the Boston area, don't forget that, and then go over to the U.S. That's Constitution, as well as Bunker Hill. There's just a plethora of information. I've been reading books by Thomas Paine. common sense, talking about the heroes that established what it is that we have today, and their labor of love in so many different ways. Folks, it's just crazy, and the blood that was shed to give us the freedoms that we have today. I want to put a compilation together and put that in like a 6 to 8 part television program, and I'd like to air that on national television the way that my war series did some time ago, which is available on sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, sonsoflibertymedia.com. But I was just showing you, friends, right before the break here, how these people, they're weird. It's unscriptural garbage. And it has a hint of scripture, but it's not scripture. Matter of fact, it says the person's name below the quote. The God of time. The God of time. Okay, not the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, but the God of time is restoring the years that the enemy stole from you. Really? And you get these amens. Oh, and then we look to the right, and here's the women, right? Outside of the word, outside of the headship of their husbands. Oh, God gave me this word, restoration, on New Year's. I believe it and I receive it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can't wait for it to come to pass. You know, I was just reading the book of Timothy, and I'm just going to go over there really quick so people can understand how prophecy comes to pass in many different ways, and when it applies to us as individuals first and foremost. And I want you to listen to this and tell me if this sounds familiar, or does it sound like it's in parallel of the God of time is restoring the years that the enemy stole from us, and God gave me the word of restoration on the New Year's. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! No, these are lunatics. They're an embarrassment. They're a reproach to the body of Christ because they're enemies of the cross. They love to dance around that cross, but they hate that cross. They live their lives accordingly, folks. Listen to this. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare. Wow! Holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning the faith have made shipwreck. Well, so it's a fight of faith. Yes, as a matter of fact, 1 Timothy 6:2 talks about that, and I'm thinking of Ephesians 6 right now, and I just want to ask all these people that don't know Scripture, how does this come into play in their lives? Because we obviously understand clearly they don't spend time in the Word, they don't know the Word, and they don't want to know the Word. How does this come into your heretical theologies? Okay, here we go. Ephesians 6:12. So we put on the armor of God, that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in that evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. How can you have your loins girt about with truth if you don't know the truth? John 8:32. John 14:6. And you don't know the Word of God. Huh. And taking, let's go to the next one. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Okay, and righteousness is of Christ, by the way. He's my wisdom. He's my righteousness. He's also my sanctifier, okay? Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, which is also the fruits of the Spirit, Ephesians 5:9, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, right? You want peace, folks? Then guess what? You're going to have to do the right thing in an evil world. What is, I'm thinking of John 16:33 right now. And this is just coming on me, so we're just going to follow through with it. Because I know that there's a lot of people that take the word out of context when it comes to this too. You know, they say, oh, peace, brother. Peace, if at all possible, it says, in all godliness, the Bible says. How is it that the church in America is at peace with a world that's at war with God? Only you can answer that question. Here's another one for you. So we go to John 16:33, okay? These things that I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world. Whoa! How do we overcome? By the faith, Hebrews 12:2. And the grace, right? Ephesians 2:8-10. All right? So the fact of the matter is, in 8:37 of Romans, I'm thinking about as well, we got to hold things in scriptural context, because when we see these freaks, and that's really what they are, they're an embarrassment to the body of Christ because it lacks Christ. They get weird inside of the church, and then they begin to create their own little sayings that have a little hint of scripture. But folks, again, what it comes down to is they're enemies of the cross. They know not the power of God, and they want the Lord to do for them, in so many different cases, what they're unwilling to do for themselves. Somebody just said today on one of their posts, you know, I'm so thankful that I've been forgiven. So what I did is I asked the question, I said, forgiven for what? If you've been forgiven for your sins, what did he save you from your sins for? Where's the call? Where's the good works that he's glorified in? Matthew 5:16, John 15:8. If you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Let's hold to the word. I love having these conversations. I really do. And what's the fruit of all of this? I seen just this last week, the Christian Post. Beware of the Christian Post, friends. And Charisma Magazine, and Christian magazines. Folks, they take the weirdest of the weirdest, and then they highlight them, because they use them to lead from the back straight into hell, which is wide and broad, okay? But it's interesting how these people, like on Christian Post, they were talking about how they're predicting that the godly are going to take over. Okay, well, you know what? I'm all about that, but your version of what godly is different than the one that I read in the scriptures. Because, again, I don't see your cross. I see you inside of that two-party system that is unconstitutional, and you're trying to do the best that you can instead of laying the axe to the root of the tree. You want to sit there and just deal with all the branches on it. No, that's not what scripture teaches us, friends. No, we're to lay the axe to the root of the tree. That's the church's job. That's the church's job. And when you say such things, folks, what they do is they try to speak evil of the way of truth, as it talks about in the book of Peter. And we hear that too. And it's interesting how many people attack that truth, especially when they've never lived that truth. Isn't that weird how that works? But it's really true. But that's what the enemy does. He's always looking for the weakest link to attack on the from the outside, perhaps, or he prefers from the inside. And he's got to get the right people to do that. That's why he always attacks concerning those that are closest to the truth and none other. Let me show you this. This is brand new as well. This is Epoch TV. Making another point, but not really. You do know that Scripture tells us in Proverbs 22:6, it says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, or she, he or she will not depart from it, right? And Luke 7:35 tells us that children are what? When we look at Luke 7:35, wisdom is justified by her children. And who raised up those children? Well, I want to show you this next point, because we have a woman here blaming the school officials for secretly transitioning her daughter to become a transgender. No, I'm not making it up. That's what she said. No, I understand. I just want to make sure that everybody else does. Is this crazy? It's absolutely crazy.
Have you ever watched?
She wants to blame the school system for what it is that she's responsible for doing.
Add button.
The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
USA News update, California Congressman Kevin McCarthy became House Speaker during the 15th round of voting early this morning. New York Democrat Hakeem Jeffries officially becomes the first black lawmaker to lead a political party in Congress, taking over the role formerly held by Nancy Pelosi. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has activated the National Guard. It's in response to hundreds of migrants arriving in the Florida Keys. The move comes ahead of President Biden visiting the southern USA border in El Paso, Texas tomorrow. A $3 billion military aid package is heading to Ukraine. It includes Bradley fighting vehicles and other armed personnel carriers. The new COVID variant XBB.1.5 is now the dominant variant across the USA, accounting for 40% of new cases. No one matched all six numbers in last night's Mega Millions drawing. The jackpot now worth more than $1 billion. The next drawing is on Tuesday. Kenneth Burns, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Okay, so let me get to this really quick. And I want to see how I'm going to take this. 1-866-582-9933. So I was just highlighting the fact that a woman here on Epoch TV is complaining about the fact that her daughter's been transitioned into Little John on the gender contagion gripping our teens. Now, I want you to think about this. Okay, we can go back to government. 1 Samuel talks about in chapter 9 how it's a heathen custom that the children of Israel who didn't want to be governed unto themselves as unto the Lord, the way that our forefathers established it after 5,000 years of existence on this planet, it finally happened. What a gift we have, to whom much is given, much is required. Instead of governing themselves as unto the Lord, they reject the Lord and they want a king. And the Lord warns what's going to happen if you take that king. Okay? And it's exactly what happened. And it's exactly what's happening today. It's a custom of heathens. Okay? So going to govern. We have government, the institution of government, which is God ordained. But we are to govern ourselves as unto God, not what we're seeing in America today. So let's take it another step. When it comes to the education of our children, when you look at our forefathers, they raised up their own children because they understood 22 verse 6 of Proverbs, to train up a child in the way that they will go. So when they're old, they will not depart from it. You also know that I've done about 365 public schools in 25 different states. So we're a part of the answer, not a part of the problem. Because again, we see them subjected to everything and protected from nothing. in public school. And I also share, when I'm talking about these statistics, that 86% of those that call themselves Christians, patriots, and or conservatives are the ones that are sending their kids into public schools to be illegally indoctrinated by their sworn enemies. That is the definition of fool, Romans 1:22. They think they're so wise, they know better than what the Lord told them. The Lord told you to raise them up. And you know, it's interesting, all over the country, when we are reaching out to young people, the people that complain about the kids, where I have to turn and look at them and say, it's interesting how you're complaining about those kids, but ma'am, sir, who raised those kids up? Wisdom is justified by your children. Don't complain about what you tolerate. And by the way, these young people today are not stupid. They're just indoctrinated. And it just shows you the lack of love on the behalf of those that call themselves Christians, conservatives, and or patriots that are so unwilling to fight for them. That's their love. It's a lack of love. That's the definition of hate. Read that of, I'm thinking of Leviticus 19:17, but it doesn't really kind of roll into the point that I'm making here. Scriptural love is to do the things that Jesus did, okay? Scriptural love does not overlook what we should do. It does it. The Bible tells us in the end times that the love of many will wax cold. Why? Because of the workers of lawlessness. And these are the people that are setting the narrative about what love is today. And it's not love at all. Love is not fallen to man's fallen condition, friends, or its reprobate state. Love is in Christ's risen condition, and that is real love. We follow him at all costs. And I'm talking about Romans 5:5, because that love comes from the Holy Ghost, who's been shed abroad in our hearts by him who's been given unto us. So it's a spiritual love. Okay? And to overlook the deeds of the wicked by not dealing with them and then throwing your kids in there and allowing them to indoctrinate your children is about the most backwards thing I have ever heard of in all of my life. Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Now look at this. This woman right here, somebody sent this morning to me, and I'm not capping on the person that sent it to me. It was just a great point that needed to be made. I can almost bet you the woman calls herself a Christian who doesn't know the word, goes to church, she sees her capitulating hireling, John 10:12, Psalm 78:9, they capitulate, they turn in the day of battle, and I'm sure she listens to the message about how they're supposed to just trust God and do absolutely nothing when it comes to fighting for their kids. It's all unscriptural garbage, and it's a lack of love. It's hate is what it is, folks. But I'm going to make this point. How school officials secretly transitioned my daughter. I want you to think about this. And it kind of reminds me when people say the devil, look what the devil did to so-and-so. The devil didn't make you do anything. Just like the school system didn't make you drop your kid off at the gate. The school system did not make you drop your kid off to our little communists that want to go ahead and go to work on your kid in hopes of desensitizing her to the truth and programming her to be a good little communist. No, 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 no. That wasn't the devil that did that. That was you, Mom. That wasn't the devil. That was you making a choice, folks. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. And I can put that up. That's John 6. I can also put that up against Deuteronomy 30:19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I've set before you life and death, both blessings and cursings. Therefore, choose life. So everything we do is choice. But to drop our kids off at a public school and then to blame the teachers for what you knew that they were already responsible for, and then you see the seed planted into your children, and then you begin to see the harvest, and then you act surprised, and then you go on a television show blaming the school district and the teachers for what you knew that they were, is insanity. But that's what this woman's doing. How school officials... No, no, ma'am, I just want to set the record straight. The school system only did what you gave your daughter over to become. You are responsible for dropping that kid off to your sworn enemies to do the things that they just did to her. And then you have the audacity to sit back and blame them. Let me take it a step back. What this woman needs to do is she needs to go to her state statutes and find in the law, because it's there in every state, where it even comes to sodomy, those that are transgender. There's no such thing, folks. God already decided the gender. They're male or female. There's no in-betweenites. And the fact of the matter is she needs to go find state statute, and she needs to take the school board to task and sue that school board for allowing a transgender or a sodomite to teach in the first place. But I say this, if you want to do away with all that, get your kids out of public school and you ain't going to have to worry about any of that, because if they don't have your kids, they can't indoctrinate. Period. Period. When this person, my friend, on social media platforms this morning sent this over, I said, don't feel sorry for her. No, she did this to herself. She did this all to herself by dropping her kid off at the public school to be indoctrinated. And I've highlighted this so many times, folks, and that's firsthand experience. That's not speculation. That's not hearsay. It's what I've done, and I've seen it over and over and over again. And the great wonder of the age today is why anybody would have their kid in a public school to be raised up by their sworn enemies. And I think of the school that we did in Pensacola, Florida, and how there was five churches around this particular school. And I went inside and did the high school. As a matter of fact, before we even went into the high school, we were in a bus. There's about 30 people on the bus, and I looked around and I said, look how much the church loves them, folks. The school's right in the center. The church is all around them. They go to church twice a week. They hear about how the pastor loves them so much that he's unwilling to fight for them. Then you go into public schools and you look at the young people, and they're trying to figure out where the love is. They're trying to ask the question, why is my mom or my dad dropping me off into this public school system? Because they think, for some reason or another, that it was the way that they were when they were kids. No, it was bad then, but it's even way worse now. It's way worse now. It's criminal, friends, is what it's become in this country. Wanted to go on to another topic here. Folks, I wish I could show you. I got so many bars up of information that I want to share with the people in this country. And we have to start acting on our faith. By the way, let me stop there before I get to my next point. So some people in their scriptural ignorance say, well, you asked the question, so why did you get saved? And some people will say, well, I don't know. Well, wait a second. If you've been saved from your sins, what have you been saved for? The modern day church in America stops right there. They stop right at, okay, I've been saved from my sins. Okay, well, if you've been truly saved by your sins, then again, what have you been empowered by the Holy Ghost to do? Sit there and do nothing? Faith without works is dead, James 2:14 through 26. Or some people will say, you know what, I've been saved from hell. Okay. You know what, folks, I deserve hell. We all deserve hell. My objective is not that I've been saved from hell. My objective is I want to see God glorified. Lord, what is it that you would have me do? Remember in Isaiah 53, the Lord asked the question, who has believed the report of the Lord? We need to raise our hands and say, Lord, send us. Didn't Jesus say not that there's yet 4 months before the harvest? Pray that the Lord of the harvest would send forth laborers into the field. Doesn't the Bible say that those that have been saved, they follow Jesus? And if they follow Jesus, Matthew 4:19, what do they become? They become fishers of men. It didn't say anything about being saved from hell. It has everything to do about what are we being saved for. And I want to give you some scripture references. Okay? Do you remember in Acts 9 when Paul was going forth, he wanted to go ahead and grab some documentation from the Pharisees so he could go ahead and do what he wanted to do to those that profess to be Christians. And it's interesting because when you go there, in chapter 9 of the book of Acts, it talks about how he was on the road to Damascus. And all of a sudden, what does it say? It says, you know what? I'm going to pull this over on the other side. On the way to Damascus, Paul. Now, what I'm doing right now is combating biblical illiteracy again to those that say, well, we're saved from our sins. Well, if you're saved from your sins, then what are you saved for? I'm saved from hell. No. If we follow Jesus, come on, let's say it. If I follow Jesus, I become fishers of men. If they're not fishing for men, they're not saved. Period. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Grammy Award-winning producer Val Garay. Bradley Dean is a man who knows what it means to speak the truth. In this day and age, it's extremely important to have a voice for the voiceless and a caring person who loves God and country enough to fight for it. Listen to the Sons of Liberty radio show for the truth that will open your eyes and speak directly to your heart.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So let me get back to this point. And folks, during the break, I'm just kind of chuckling here because I've been doing this for 23 years, and I know how the word bends people out of shape. The only argument against the Bible is an unholy lifestyle, and those people that combat the word, just go look at their social media platform feeds. You'll understand who they are. Like Spurgeon said, if you want to know why they don't preach out or live against sin, just follow them home. Oh, it's exactly right. And I was just thinking about George Whitefield. You know, George Whitefield was a Great Awakening preacher during the founding era of America. Just giving you a little back end history. And because the preachers were the unsung heroes in so many different ways, the Black Robe Regiment, concerning who it is that we are today and how and who, should I say, it was that sacrificed themselves in so many different ways, as did 56 signers and 13 colonies in many cases. But George Whitefield is the guy that said he was honored today when he had dead cat and egg thrown at him. Wow. I mean, some people in the professed church in America today, they can't even handle somebody critiquing something that they say when they know it's true. You know, when somebody says something to me, I say something back to them and they're offended by it, I say, well, what are you offended by? Blessed are those that are not offended by me, said Christ. And if his word is in you and it abides in you, you're not going to be offended at the truth. I said to this person the other day, I said, well, what are you offended by? If you really believe what you just said, you wouldn't be offended by anything I just got done saying back at you. Because it coincides to that engrafted word, which is able to save our souls. But let me go back to Whitfield real quick. He said, it's a poor sermon that gives no offense. Of course. Of course, Jesus was crucified. The way men preach today in America, no wonder why. Folks, you better not even say anything negative to them because they might just turn around and go after you and take you to court. Bunch of effeminate pansies in the pulpits today. Hey, folks, if Jesus preached the way that men preach today, he would have never been crucified. Why does the Bible continuously teach us over and over that the apostles and the prophets and the servants of the Lord that were sent to wake the people up, why were they killed? He said that you wouldn't be guilty of it. No. I know. Jesus talked about that in Matthew 23, too. He said, you build the tombs of the prophets, but you're guilty. Your fathers are the ones that killed them. Yep. You know, here's the spirit of the world for you. And I'm just going with the Holy Ghost here, friends. The spirit of the world is, praise the dead saints, persecute the living ones. Sound familiar? Oh, yeah. See him on the feed quite a bit. See, but if they knew the word, they would understand the power of the gospel. It's a poor sermon that gives no offense, that neither makes the hearer displeased with himself nor with the preacher. I didn't know it was our job to people please. I didn't know the message was, you know what, just go ahead and do whatever you want to do. No, that's the satanic scripture, the first one in the satanic Bible. Do what thou wilt. Scripture is just the opposite. And what does it teach us? They that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. We're dead men walking. Romans 6, all the way throughout the chapter, read it. And 7, and 8. See, if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. And so many people, hey. The Pharisees and the Herodians were the ones that crucified Christ. Remember, those that knew better, those that were saved, those that knew that they were going to heaven because they were the seed of Abraham. Well, they were being controlled by the Romans. Well, they were the ones that were crying out, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but King Caesar. Yep, that's right. Nothing new here, friends. Nothing new here. Boy, I'll tell you what, the Holy Ghost just really took over here, but I want to get back to what we were talking about earlier. We were talking about how people say that they're saved, and then you ask them what they're saved for. They don't know what to say after that because that's usually where they stop. Well, I'm saved. You saved from your sins, Matthew 1:21. Well, then what are you saved for? Because the Holy Ghost is given unto those that obey. And then when I look at Scripture, Jesus said, Matthew 4:19, that if you follow me, I'll cause you to become fishers of men. Let me go back to a Spurgeon. They called this guy the Prince of Preachers. I've given you several Scriptures, and I'll give you some more. But he said this. He said, if you have no wish for others to be saved, he said, then you're not saved yourselves. Be sure of that. And if you want to justify that, I got one question for you. Where is the love? Love is the fulfilling of the law. Matthew 22:36, or 7. And the second is namely like unto this, that thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And then I think of Romans 13. You know, isn't it interesting that this is what's missing in this country? We're not looking out for each other anymore. We're not loving on each other anymore. And when you look at Scripture today, and I always refer to this, but I got to go there again. And I think it's 2 Timothy 3:16. Matter of fact, let me go there. Because 2 Timothy, I want you to check this out. And I want you to listen to what follows after what I say in Scripture. All Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. All Scripture is given by the inspiration of God for what? Ready? For doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. For why? That the man of God may be perfect. Ooh, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Are we perfect? Nope, but we're being perfected as we grow up into him who is the head of all principality and power. And I'm talking about growing up in grace and in the knowledge of him in 2 Peter 3:18. Okay? Just throwing scriptures out, 1-866-582-9933. Let's go back over to Paul. Saul, who was called later on, Paul. after his conversion. Keep in mind, he wasn't converted yet. He was self-righteous. He was a Pharisee. Okay? The Bible tells us in Acts 9 that as he journeyed, he came near to Damascus, and suddenly there shined a round about him a light from heaven. Wow. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom you persecute. It's a hard thing for you to kick against the pricks, isn't it, Paul? That's what self-righteous people do. Hey, folks, let me tell you something, especially if you fall into that category. It's better for you to fall on the rock than the rock to fall on you. Take heed that you stand, lest you fall. And I'm saying this out of love and sincerity. Okay? Then it goes on and it says, And he, trembling, Paul, and astonished, said, Lord, what thou wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. What you must do. This is foreign to the church in America today. They want the Lord to do everything for them. Well, I'm here to tell you, Scripture doesn't teach that. I remember when I was a little kid, my mom used to say, God helps those that help themselves. Well, guess what? That's not scriptural, but it's totally scriptural. Keep my commandments and live. Proverbs 7:2. This is your wisdom in the sight of the nations in keeping my commandments, my judgments, my statutes, my ordinances, so on and so forth. And if you read Ezekiel 36, that's what the power of the Holy Ghost empowered them to do. Also in 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11. Whoa. 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 Okay. And I want you to listen to this. Paul, trembling and astonished, said, What do you want me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Go to the city and I'll show you what you must do. Okay? Isn't it interesting, the first thing that the Lord told him is what he must suffer for his name's sake? Isn't it interesting in the book of John, chapter 20, after the resurrection, after the passion of the Christ, Jesus was walking about and he's with his apostles, and it's interesting that Jesus showed him his wounds on his hands and on his feet. And he said to them, and he says to the church, As the Father sent me, so I send you. To do what? Well, I've been saved from hell. Well, I've been saved from my sins. But you're not answering the objective. What's the mandate? You know, Paul also said in 1 Timothy 1:12, And I thank Jesus Christ our Lord who hath enabled me that he counted me faithful in what? Faithful. Faithful in putting me into the ministry. So those that are saved are to be a part of the ministry. Yes, that's what the church is. We're the ministry. His will be done on this earth as it is in heaven through his ministers, his ambassadors, his apostles, his prophets, his teachers, evangelists, and pastors. The Lord didn't save you to sit there and go around with a badge of honor telling everybody how you're saved from hell. If you have no desire for others to be saved, rest assured you yourself are not saved. That's what Scripture teaches. Well, Bradley, that's not what I'm reading. That's not my take. No, that's called deconstructionism. What you're doing is creating a God to suit your sin because what you're holding on to doesn't exist. It's the second commandment in Exodus 20. We're going to come right back on the other hour, and I'm going to finish this off and proving the point, and then we're going to get to some more topics. Hour two coming up, 1-866-582-9933. Hold up with me. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.